Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Austin Norman with you in Lincoln, 1040 O Street, where you can find me right now, at least, and then throughout the day. Big shout out to our guys in Indianapolis for Big Ten Media Days, doing a great job, giving us plenty of stuff to play, talk about, sift through, and put out on the airwaves for you. 402-464-5685. If you've got any comments, questions, concerns that you have about anything said by anyone who is representing Nebraska at Big Ten Media Days today, anything you've heard from other schools throughout the last couple days, feel free to send that in on the text line, 402-464-5685, courtesy of Starter Heyman Jewelers, or on the comment section on either Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Again, thanks to Starter Heyman Jewelers. This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, by Certified Piedmontese. Every type of meat, every type of cut, special ingredient butcher shop, two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, as well as 30th and Yankee Hill. You also have an open Mercado location in Omaha at 168th and Maple Streets. We heard from two of the three representatives for Nebraska in terms of the players. We heard from Ben Scott and Isaac Gifford already. Let's hear what Ty Robinson had to say when he sat down with our guys earlier today.
In here looking sweet, looking smooth, man. I'll go ahead and pull the chair out for Freaky Ty. You know, got Ty coming in here, much like you know, Isaac. You know, Ty, we gotta get you put the headphones on, brother. You know, want to congratulate you, man, because you know, listen, you had plenty of options to do other stuff. You know, obviously, you know, whether it's, you know, go to the NFL or go other places, man, and you're one of the few. Last Mohicans, man, you stuck it out, but also you've improved over the last couple years. I want to ask you, I saw you when you was like, he was like, this dude's a man child. I remember when I asked you about if you went to the bars, he was like, he looked at me, he's like, dude, I'm only 20. I was like, bro, you look like you're 24, right? Now you're here, though, a couple years later. This is your team, second year of Matt Rhule. Just talk about being here, and now you're here to where you're going to really explode this year.
Yeah, first of all, I love Nebraska so much, and, you know, the loyalty that it's given me and just the support that it's given me, I mean, there's no better place I'd rather be. There's nowhere else, you know. You can pay me as much money as you want. I don't care. I'm not leaving. This is my home for sure. Right. And, but, yeah, just, you know, for this next season and being able to, you know, see what the guys have done in the winter, in the spring, in the summer. I mean, I'm pretty pumped. I'm pretty excited to go out there and get to game one.
Yeah, I mean, very rarely as a football player, especially when you get towards your senior year, you're excited for camp. But I get the sense, you know, talking to Ben and Isaac and yourself, you guys are actually ready to get going. You want to get out in those hot days because you guys have put in a lot of work.
Yeah, I think, you know, how hard they made summer this year is really kind of made camp, going into camp, kind of easy. You know, body feels great. I feel stronger. I feel like clean almost, yeah. You know, going into camp.
Good.
Nice. And so something I asked everybody that sat down here today in the last couple of days, Ty, is I'm a process guy. So what were some details or some goals from last season that you had on your list that now you work during the offseason that you say, okay, I need to get better at this one, one or two that you could say now I'm ready, next week camp starts, those goals I've accomplished and now keep moving. What are those goals?
Yeah, I think one thing was confidence for me going out there, especially on third down, pass rush-wise for last season. You know, I was there. I was able to get back there, but I might have been, you know, a step or two too late.
Gotcha.
And that's kind of been the biggest thing going through spring, when spring ball was, how do I find a way to get those two steps back to where I'm able to get to the quarterback, where I'm able to maybe make my move faster.
Correct.
And then, you know, just like for the summer, was a lot more. I wanted to change my body physique up a lot more. I wanted to be a little bit more lean, and I've definitely gotten a lot stronger underneath Coach Campbell and his staff. So okay. I definitely am seeing the right trend and where I want to go.
Yeah.
You know, Ty, you know, you've been in, you know, some transition, which I always say for college athletes in this day and age, it takes some, I would say, cojones, but we, you know, outside of this, we talk very frankly.
Yes, yes.
Talk about the process from year one to year two to Matt Rhule, and it's commendable. You guys have embraced it and then also accentuated his coaching style. But just talk about your difference between year one and year two.
Yeah, so I think it was just, like you said, the buy-in. When he first got here, you know, there were a lot of guys that didn't really know. But then he kind of showed his resume, basically, and what he did at Baylor. And he's like, listen, guys, you follow these steps and you follow me. This will happen. But he said the biggest thing is that I'm going to need – each and every one of you to buy in. And I think, you know, last year a lot of guys did buy in, but now I can say fully that the whole team is bought into to what Coach Rhule has to say.
That's awesome, man, because it's a byproduct of you, because you're the leader. You know, you don't – the guys – I've been there. Guys that – if you have seniors that are buying in, the younger guys will buy in.
Yeah.
And then the actions lead, you know,
right. Obviously
make your words, like Adam said, echo. I want to ask you about Coach Knight, big man. See you guys working a lot, you know, a lot of technique, hands and stuff like that. Talk about how his coaching style and how it's helped you, because I think the defensive line as a whole, but in particular you and Nash, it's really taking your games to another level.
Yeah, T9 has really just allowed us to play freely. I mean, he coaches hard, but he's also, you know, I wouldn't say he's like totally laid back, but there's a standard and there's an expectation that he has of us. So he'll let us know, like when we go out there, he'll pull us to the side and kind of rip us a new one, or when we get into the into the film room. I mean, he's not afraid to let us know. I mean, I think that's kind of the biggest thing is he kind of comes, you kind of don't expect him, then all of a sudden he's right there in your ear, and you're just like, oh, yep, I hear you.
And what's been Coach White's message to the defense throughout this offseason, heading into next year? Like, what are some of the major things he's been emphasizing to you guys as a whole? Hey, we got to get better at this. We did good at this last year, but this is where we're going to emphasize this year and really focus on. What's kind of been his message to you guys?
Yeah, so one of his main messages is that last year doesn't matter. Last year is in the past.
Yeah.
We are a new defense. We're turning the page. You guys have never played together at all, type of deal. And then I just say the takeaways, turnovers, getting off the field on third down has been pretty crucial. And those are kind of the big three key factors that I think are going to help elevate this defense for next year.
All right. You're not allowed to say Nash. Okay. And if it's still him, I'm curious about that too. But who's the strongest defensive lineman?
It's probably – well – since Nash started wrestling, he got a little skinny.
All right.
So I kind of caught up to him a little
bit.
Yeah, right. No, I caught up to him a little bit. But Dylan Parrott is probably – we added him from the O-line over – I think maybe it was spring or maybe it was the end of spring, something like that. And he's a strong dude. But, I mean, just the jumps. I mean, James Williams, who's, I don't know, 250 pounds.
Right.
I mean, he 225, benched 20 reps just the other day.
Like, nice.
And that's a – 10 rep PR from where he was last year. So every guy, I mean, in the room has gotten tremendously stronger.
Nice. I want to ask you about a guy that kind of is like, you know, he's like a little brother replica of you, is Van Poppel.
Yep.
Because when I look at him, first of all, he got a cool number. He wears 44. You know, you got to be single. You know, you're 99. You know, he did the good thing. But
yeah.
Talk about him, man, because, I mean, he's just like, do you look at him like, yeah, I've been there, and I'm going to help him try to be, you know, a better version of Ty Robinson?
Yep, I see a lot of me in Van Pop,
yeah.
And, you know, I think he's going to be better than me. I want him to be better than me.
Sure.
I mean, I want the guys to be better than me when I leave. I want
right.
the guys that I'm, you know, mentoring now, right. teaching how the ropes of how to play D-line here in Nebraska. Van Pop's got that – he's got that edge to him.
Yeah.
You know, I can just tell when we got out there on the field. And, I mean, he's looking at me. He's like, if I mess up, like, I want you to rip me. I want you to rip my ass. I want you to do my eye. You know, not a lot of people were made for that, you know. Yeah, a lot of people are a little too sensitive. Mm-hmm. They don't. They get in their feelings a little bit, but
100%.
Not him. He's all for that type. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah. That's when you know a guy just wants to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 100%. You can't take things personally. You know, it's business. We're trying to iron sharpens iron. We mentioned that earlier here, trying to get better. So give me another guy or two on the defense who's maybe flying under the radar right now that maybe Husker fans should keep their eye on, might be a surprise, you know, benefactor for the black shirts this fall.
Yeah, I mean, Malcolm. I mean, I know he had a great, great season last year, and then Deshaun as well. I mean, those guys back there have done – I mean, they look great. Deshaun mm-hmm. coming off of ACL, I mean, looks great out there with us at OTAs. Linebackers, I mean, Vince Shavers, I know mm-hmm. he just got here, but, I mean, that dude's going to be a freak when he's in his third, fourth year. I think John and Javen have done a really great job leading that room as well.
Nice, nice. All right, let's tee it up for a little fun now. We also have all the
serious questions. I was waiting for it.
Do you play video games?
You play video games?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if you know, I'm the director of esports on campus.
Okay.
And that's my job, is to play video games. So, you know, college football.
What a tough life. Jeez.
I know, right? I know. Do you know your rating?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
77.
There you go. All three of y'all, they all knew. So they were batting a 1,000 there.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can I hop in?
Yes.
Are you happy with that?
Are you happy?
Right? I could care less what EA has to
do. I like that.
All I know is that it's going to be mid-season updates.
I like it. Smart kid. Okay, they got your speed at a 62.
I'm a lot faster. I run a 4.84.
Thank you.
See,
it's disrespectful.
They do. Your strength is up there, though. Your strength is at 91. Nice. Agility, a 60. So side to side. No.
He's not in his head.
So agility and change of direction. Agility and change of direction. So agility 60, but change of direction is 45, which is the same thing. So yeah. I don't know, you know.
What the discrepancy is on that one there. Seamus is the one that you got to tell. But
acceleration. So this is good for D-linemen, O-linemen. Yeah. We were just talking about this. Acceleration, 75 off the ball. All right. But your field awareness, which I think it is.
Yeah.
It's got to be high.
What you think, Jay?
It's got to be high.
80 somewhere high. At least.
At 80.
Higher.
At least an 80.
He's got to get to a break.
Right.
He's got to get
to a 90. It's a 90.
There you go.
Your field awareness.
Yeah, he's
so.
A smart guy.
I think they robbed you on some things,
like
Ty. It's season updates, my friend.
You like a big surgeon walking there. You know what I mean? Hey, I don't mean to cut you off. We got Seamus. So that's the dude. You got to tell him your rating.
I know.
But he told us we got to go to break,
right?
Unfortunately. But, Ty, you know, listen, man, I know you're going to do your thing. So, we talk offline. Appreciate you stopping by, dropping some knowledge. Ty Robinson, you better be all-conference this year, man.
At least.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
Hey,
keep this you and Hatch get in the backfield every play.
Yeah.
Create problems for the run game and all the teams y'all play against, and then
that's the plan.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
I thought you were calling me Hatch. You pointed at me. I was like,
no,
Hatch.
I figured it out.
No,
my hands are just going everywhere. So.
Yeah, appreciate you stopping by, Ty, man.
Next time,
appreciate you. You do it.
That's Nebraska defensive lineman Ty Robinson sitting down with 93.7 The Ticket out in Indianapolis. Still some time left in this segment. What did Troy Dannon have to say today? Troy Dannon caught up with a gaggle of media members on the side. Here are his comments. A lot of interesting stuff about stadium renovations and potentially grass playing surface coming to Memorial Stadium. Here's the Nebraska Athletic Director earlier today at Big Ten Media Days.
Everybody be first.
I mean, Troy, you're going to be here either way, right? If you were Washington or Nebraska.
Different pin, but I would have been here either way.
What's it like just to finally come to one of these meetings? You know a lot of the people here already. How much fun has it been?
No, I know most of the people that have been in this building a lot of times, but it's neat to be here in this capacity. And I actually love to hear Matt speak. You know, he gets me fired up. He gets me excited. And I'm already pretty excited. I don't think I've ever... This is, I think, football season 18 for me. Never looked forward to one as much as I'm looking forward to this one. But this is what really gets it started.
What's the thing that you look forward to most? Why do you say that?
I want to see what that stadium is like. I've been in it. I've never been in it for a game. You know, this is one of the bastions, the cornerstones of college football in Lincoln, Nebraska. And to be a part of it and be able to have some ownership in it, I'm really excited. I want to see what it's like. I want to feel that energy inside the stadium that Matt's been talking to me about since I got here.
You know, I know it might not be the way you envisioned in January, but to be here and to see that W on the board, you know, is there a level of satisfaction that you can take from being here and seeing that job completed?
You know, when I got there, I think it'd been about 45 days since the announcement. Mm-hmm. And so the four schools.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
So we're involved in all the meetings along the way over the course of the last year, and I think the Big Ten did a great job of involving and including. While you weren't voting on anything, you know, your say was being heard. So there's been a great job by the league of integrating all four schools. It'll be exciting. I know what the buzz was on campus. The athletes at Washington were looking forward. You know, this is a whole different set of venues, a whole different set of experiences, and everybody was really looking forward to this opportunity. And Matt just said it's a great league. And it is the NFL. It spreads from one end of the country to the other end of the country, and there's going to be a lot of very different experiences for people. A lot of our kids get to go to California and play in Southern California. It's a different world, something maybe we've never experienced.
What fires you up about hearing him talk when you listen to those 15 minutes?
Well, I've said this. I think Matt's as good at the podium as anyone you'll see, because he has a broader. He's not just a football coach. You know, he's a mentor to a lot of the other coaches on our staff. He's involved and has an understanding of how everything that happens in the football program affects every other sport. He's got good relationships with other coaches. So when you sit there and listen to him talk about the academic and the education, he's not talking about it because he's at the podium. He believes it. And it's a reason inside the department everybody rallies around a coach who's a leader like that when his interests are the interests of everyone in the department.
Coach, we're about to talk about roster sizes in the future, and obviously it's a bigger deal in Nebraska than most places.
Yeah.
Where are you at on that? What do you know, and what are your hopes for future roster sizes?
Well, you know, the Big Ten in general has wanted larger roster sizes. You know, Nebraska in particular, but a lot of the Big Ten schools have really built themselves on walk-on programs over the years. However, and I said this to Mitch a week ago, I haven't gotten too worked up. Matt's not gotten too worked up because the year before COVID, roster sizes by the NCAA were regulated at 110. And that's how many could come into camp was 110. And so we grew to 105 or 115 and 120 for two reasons. One, COVID, to have more kids with COVID going through. And then secondly, with the sixth year kids, the extra COVID kids. So we were still able to recruit high school kids at the same numbers. So we're used to roster numbers that are a little smaller. Even while we have 140 going through summer workouts, the current rule is 120. So we're always going to have to make cuts when camp starts. It's just a matter of where do those numbers end. And I've said this, the details, the number is inconsequential as much as the details of how that number is derived. And does that number last throughout the year? Can we still have our 140? Can we still build that program and then come into camp with you know, basically a cut? And you know, we've all gone through cuts. But can we still do that? Those are the questions I don't know the answers to.
Just so talking to Rich Clark earlier about campuses preparing for potential of hosting CFP games, and they've sent surveys out and did a lot of, what's been like maybe some of the bigger challenges that, let's say, Nebraska would face should that come to be in December that you guys gonna have to work through?
Well, I think Northern Latitude schools are all going to have to worry about weather in a way that we don't normally have to. However, we're already playing a home game every other year, right, Thanksgiving weekend. So it's only a couple of weeks different. But preparing for what a mid-December looks like, you know, we've talked about whether we're going to put grass in our field, keep turf in our field. You know, if you're going to have grass in your field, you need live grass if you're going to be playing in December. So there are other considerations that need to be made. But, you know, the idea of could we host a playoff game at our place, I think would be off the charts for people. Obviously something that's unprecedented. So whatever challenges there, the excitement and the adrenaline we go through if you were in that position are going to more than offset any of those challenges.
Any requirements of winterization, anything like that that's been discussed from the CFP?
No, nothing that I've seen come down yet. But, you know, there's more information now. At this point in time, nobody can winterize their field if they haven't already winterized it. But making sure, if we have high school playoff games in there and Thanksgiving weekend and it's a rainstorm and the field gets torn up, trust me, we will have pallets of whatever we need to have. Again, assuming we had a grass field, we'd have pallets of grass ready to go. So we'll make whatever accommodations. We'll have everything on standby because we want our athletes to have the best chance for success, and we want our fans to have the best possible environment to enjoy the playoff games and get to that point.
So if you go to grass, are you anticipating you could still host high school football championships?
Sure. You know, this is not the grass of 25 years ago. This is grass. A lot of stadiums host high school championships in grass. There are contingencies that you have to make, and we'll have a large crew that would take good care of that grass. But it wouldn't change what we do in the stadium now.
What would the timeline of that be?
At the earliest, 26, but I'm not guaranteeing to be 26. There's other stadium work that we're planning to do, and it would be a part of that stadium work. So really, how the stadium work would align with, I don't want to put grass in and have to go drive trucks over it and tear the grass up in a year. So getting that system, it's going to be at least a couple of years, but again, contingent on how we handle the stadium renovations going forward.
But grass will happen.
That's the plan for grass to happen, yeah. Matt's highly motivated for grass.
Okay.
We've done some work in the practice fields. We topped them with new grass. After this season, we plan to dig those out, put subsurface heating in to keep those practice fields grass alive. He'll practice on grass unless there's lightning or it's impossible. We won't go indoors if that's his preference to play on grass. And I think that's maybe a little bit of the NFL coach in him. You know, there's a lot of safety evidence, injury history that shows you want to play on grass, you can possibly play on grass. But it's not like it was 20 years ago,
right,
with the grass getting torn up. And even now, Bermuda grasses are grown at our latitude, whereas, you know, it was maybe ryegrass and bluegrass years and years ago. So it's evolved, and I think we're ready to evolve with it.
Well, versed in this subject.
I've done a lot of research.
You've been pretty candid about just the relationship between winning and support for, you know, stadium renovations, winning and support for NIL, things like that. What is a good season this year look like?
If you go into any game and you don't expect to have a chance to win, you know, and that's all you hope for. And one of the things I've told every coach and I've told every athlete as I've met with them, you know, all the best we can do, and I'll use a track analogy, if we're in lane four, we're going to run as fast as we can in lane four. We're going to be prepared in lane four. And at the end of the race, lane three may beat us. We can't control necessarily what happens in lane three, but if we do everything right in lane four, that is the best we can do. And so, it is sports. Weird things happen in lane three, and sometimes you don't perform in lane four the way you want to. But the one thing I do have confidence in our coaches and our staff, and this is across the board, not just football, we're really well prepared to make sure we do and optimize ourselves in lane four as best we can.
Is there, how many things you've been able to knock off maybe Matt Rule's to-do list when you got here?
Well, I joke, and he gave me a list the night that I came to campus. I landed about 10 p.m. At 11 o'clock, he was taking me through the Golden Big facility at the time, now the Osborne Legacy Complex, and he handed me a folder with 17 things. These are the 17 things I think we need to do to win here. And someday, know. Well, someday that'll be a list of 27, right? Someday it'll be a list of 35. But someday I'll bring that list out because it's in a folder. It's locked in the bottom of my desk. But he's right. He's been right on almost every one of them. He may be right on every one of them. So, you know, he's the expert. He's built programs in places that are harder to build than at Nebraska. So leaning on him, you know, my job is to facilitate his games. One of the things as a staff, we told all the coaches don't work for us. We work for them. And our job is to empower their success. And so Matt's done a really good job for me of defining what needs to happen in order for success to come his way.
Is there anything on that list that another school in the Big Ten already has? Like that you're trying to catch up to?
Well, we're trying to catch up to anybody that wins more than we do. You know, and there are a lot of ways to do that. Some of them within our control, some of them not within our control. And it's not just things. It's not just baubles and trinkets and toys. It's philosophies. It's ease of approach. How can we make things easier so we don't worry about this? And let's worry about this, which really impacts winning. And I think that's the other central piece to his list and really where it would have jived with my list coming in. If it doesn't matter to whether we win or lose, let's not waste our time worrying about it.
Hey, Troy, the new arrangement with your NIL, I mean, what kind of impact have you seen with that, with donors now being able to get the priority points or the potential charity tax write-off donations?
Overwhelmingly positive response. You know, part of it's just re-educating our people about why this is the investment. Sometimes we need them to invest in tickets. Sometimes we need them to invest in the annual fund. Sometimes we need them to invest in a capital improvement. Right now, the priority in order to, how do we win? We have to invest in talent. And it's NIL today. Next year, it'll be the revenue share model. And so getting people used to the fact that supporting the program in a way that directly benefits financially the student athletes may have been verboten 10 years ago, and it may not have been something they ever contemplated 20 years ago as they grew up with it, but it's really vitally important today because this is the model for college athletics and college football in particular.
The SEC put out the number 15 million of the 22 million would go potentially towards football. What are the Big Ten athletic directors' thoughts on that? I mean, it's a fairly large number of the 22.
I don't think anybody wants anybody to spend more than anybody else does. We all want to have that level of a playing field. I remember if you go back to when cost of attendance came in, remember if we would say if somebody was getting $3,500 in cost of attendance, we were getting $2,500. There's no way a kid will ever come to our school because of that $1,000 dump. They don't even talk about cost of attendance anymore. But, you know, we all want to be on as level of a playing field as possible, including financially, including how we support our programs. That said, the playing field is never level. And whether it's facilities, whether it's weather, whether it's history, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's access to talent, there are inequities every place along the way. Where we've gotten ourselves in trouble is trying to legislate everything equitably, and it's just not. However, as we get into this new world, if you will, doing things like this commonly, to where you're not trying to buy, somebody can't necessarily buy success, that you're all similarly situated, is a priority, I think, for all of us.
Since you last talked about the stadium, how have you felt about how you've been able to recalibrate with the plans, and what are like the key items just ahead of the stadium?
Well, a lot of it's just been settling, getting a staff built, getting somebody. I just hired somebody that I had hired at Tulane to come in and oversee facilities and capital planning. I've got a meeting scheduled with the architects again here just to kind of recalibrate where we at with East and West designs. Let's start with what are the price tags. So, you know, I don't think there's nothing imminent, and I don't think you'll see anything imminent, at least through the season, as far as this is going to happen with the stadium or that's going to happen. There are things we have to get done and improvements we make. We've invested about $6 million in Wi-Fi so we can do point-of-sale systems, so we can eventually we can go to ticketless access, you know, which is the standard, right, anywhere else. So we're starting to do a lot of things like that, but the actual physical, when's this coming down, when are we making those improvements, we really haven't done much more than we've talked about earlier.
What still needs to come online to make the new building fully operational as camps for all your fall sports get started?
Right now, I would say it's almost punch list items.
Okay.
Some of like getting the electronics all, but physically the construction piece.
is fully finished.
Are you guys good to, I don't remember the exact timeline on the training table on the second level stuff. Is that the
training table will open next week.
Okay.
Whenever all the athletes come, we'll start. They've been preparing some meals and going, mm-hmm. trying to get it operational and up to speed. Obviously, we brought Flick in, which is a new company, mm-hmm. so there's a lot of new there. But when the athletes come in and start reporting next week, and not just football, but volleyball will come in, cross country will come in soon, mm-hmm. Soccer, mm-hmm. they'll all be in the new training table from day one.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it.
It's Nebraska Athletic Director Troy Dannon with a bunch of media people today at Big Ten Media Days. Really interesting stuff there about what's happened, what's happening, and what's down the road yet for Memorial Stadium especially. We'll take a break here on Old School. When we get back, a couple of media members sat down with our guys. We'll hear from Rick Neuheisel and Matt Millen, their thoughts on Nebraska and the Big Ten when we get back to Old School.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.